And before we get back to John Tesh, at some point in the next hour, we are going to be getting a chance to talk with Miss Iowa Taylor Weber. It seemed like just yesterday you were sitting all in that chair before you went to Atlantic City. Now you're back, Miss America pageant. What's that? You were out there for 2 weeks, right?
2 weeks.
I guess, in retrospect, what's 2 weeks like?
It was long. It was definitely long. The days start very early and end very late. But, you know, we had so much time to get to know each other, which was awesome. I got to know 51 amazing women that are out in their community, just like I am here. So, although we got up very early, we had a lot of fun.
You mentioned earlier, give us probably no day is typical, but what's if you could kind of give us an average typical day, combine them all into one paragraph.
I would say normally the most common day would start getting up around 6, being ready to go by 7, going to rehearsal, then getting some lunch at rehearsal, going back to rehearsal, then going and doing dinner somewhere that was a really nice restaurant in Atlantic City, getting to know kind of what Atlantic City is all about. And then, you know, going back to the hotel and getting as much sleep as we possibly could. On the crazy days, we got to go to New York one day, and we had to be up and ready to go by 3 a.m. And one day, you know, we didn't get home until preliminary nights. We didn't get home until around midnight. So some were very long, and some, you know, we got to sleep in until maybe 8. And that was, you know, a blessing in itself right there. But there wasn't a typical day. Every day was a little bit different. We got to do some volunteering work. We got to eat plenty of amazing food in Atlantic City and, you know, rehearse to make a great show.
When you're there, is it all the Miss America pageant you mentioned? You go out, do they take you, here's where you're going tonight for dinner, mm-hmm. or do you get to go out on your own?
No
me time?
Nope, you're always with the contestants and you're always with security guards and hostesses. Even your bathroom breaks are, you know, accompanied by someone just to make sure that we're always safe. When you have 52 women grouped together like that, it's like an easy target, so they make sure we're very safe. We always have someone there with us, so not a lot of personal time, but plenty of time to get to know the girls, which is something that even if you don't win, you walk away with new friends.
I mentioned we got a chance to keep up with some of the exploits with the help of Rachel Volpatic on a regular basis. But as you're doing this, do you get a chance to visit with the Iowa contingent, visit with other people, or is that pretty limited?
It's pretty limited. If they had gotten a visitor's badge, which most of my fan club did, I got to see them for 3 nights after the preliminaries for about 30 minutes. During the day, if they happened to be around, like at the hotel or at a restaurant, we could, at passing, you know, say hello, maybe get a quick hug. But we were never allowed to stop walking to visit with people. So we kept moving. So I didn't get to see a lot of them, but when I did, it was definitely cherished time.
When you're in that, do you know what's going on, I guess, outside?
No, we were very disconnected. We were very disconnected, which a lot of people were worried about for onstage question because, you know, they're always current event topics. And we didn't have our phone all day. You didn't have your cell phone until the very end of the day. So as you can imagine, by 10 o'clock at night after a prelim, there was tons of notifications, lots of text messages that I got to catch up on and see all the support. I loved receiving pictures from everyone back home, and it kind of kept me going. But we definitely felt like we were in our own little – it was our own little, like, village of contestants. We only had each other to talk to. We only had the security team around us, so very disconnected.
Well, you actually did kind of confiscate your phone in a sense, so you had no social media during the day and limited at night because part of time-wise.
Exactly, and we used most of our time during the day if we weren't rehearsing to nap or eat or do something, you know, with our time, so we didn't really ever have our phones around us.
I know when we talked before, this was kind of your goal, your dream, Taylor. Was this, now that it's over, I'm sure 6 months from now you may look at it different than today, but is it everything you expected?
It was everything I expected, and even more. I had so much fun, and every person that competes for Miss America tells you that their journey is a little bit different than yours. So I was just so blessed with my roommate, Miss Idaho. She's my best friend at the pageant. We got so close, and I had a really great friend there. And I took away 2 preliminary awards, which hasn't been done for the last 15 years. So making history is an amazing thing, but taking away a cherished friendship, and many more. I have many other friends, too. But those are the things that I will look back on. You know, competition is one thing. Like, yes, I competed for Miss America, but it's the things that I can hold on to for the rest of my life that I'll actually remember and cherish even more than what I did on stage.
How about Miss Aito? You still, even though you're home, you still catch back and forth?
Since the time we landed back in our home states, we've been texting. So I'm hoping to invite her back to the Miss Iowa pageant. And hopefully the Miss Idaho and the Miss Iowa pageants aren't on the same day so we can visit with each other and come back and show each other what we do on the day-to-day basis.
You mentioned the preliminary wins. Tell us what about those nights.
Well, the first night I competed, I did my talent, and I think every person that goes to Miss America has that goal, that one goal that will make them very happy, and mine was to win a preliminary talent award because singing is something I am so passionate about doing, and I love performing on stage. So when I heard my name called, I almost burst into tears right on stage because it's just such an honor to be recognized because my talent group was incredible. Each and every one of us in that group could have won a preliminary talent award easily. So to be the one that was honored to get to take that award home was amazing. On Thursday night, to take home the swimsuit fitness award, that was crazy. I'd never expected in a million years. All I knew is that when I put my swimsuit on, I had worked so hard that I was going to go on stage and just be as confident as I possibly could because I knew how much time I had put into it. I knew that I had truly made a better change in my lifestyle. I was a healthier person. I was a more confident person, and apparently the judges saw that.
Tell us about, too, the one we don't see and probably don't hear about, that they don't declare a winner, and that's the interview.
Oh, my interview. It was so fun. I was so nervous. I was so nervous that it was going to be this press conference style, drilling me and everything and anything and everything. But they genuinely cared to get to know me, and I felt as though when I walked out that I'd done the best I could and that they have 9.5 minutes, to get to know who you are. And I think that we had a really great time. I got to answer a lot of questions I was ready for. I got to, hear some new questions, but nothing was hard. It didn't seem like a test. It was truly trying to get to know each and every contestant.
In that interview, again, we don't see that. The public doesn't see that. They don't hear much about it. But could you tell us what some of the questions
were? Yeah. I mean, I got asked about how I felt about girls having pageant coaches. I got asked about my favorite musicals, some favorite actors and actresses that I have. I talked about learning Swahili in college, and I got to talk about some presidential candidates. I got to talk about some issues about allowing transgendered contestants in the Miss America pageant. Just things like that. Things that, through my opinion, you would get to know what kind of person I am, my personality, things I like to do. Talked about trying new adventurous things, trying, things that are outside the box, connecting with people. And then, of course, my platform. I got to talk about what it was like being bald and what it was like to encourage now other people to take that step.
We'll get to that in a minute, but when you get done, you want to come on? Here's what they asked me, and pass information on.
And some girls definitely do not. Some girls are very against sharing their questions. I'm not one of those people. I'm very open. I honestly don't think the judges ask the same 52 girls all the same questions. So, if I were to win an award or win the pageant, I would want it to be because I was myself, and that's what they chose. It wouldn't be because I kept my interview a secret and didn't give anyone the upper hand or anything. So my little group of friends, my really close friends, we all talked about our interviews right away. Some girls are very hesitant because, they don't know. That might give someone else an upper hand. It might, throw somebody off. So some girls are, some girls aren't.
Before your platform, we talked about it before, the St. Baldrick's Foundation. Tell us again a little bit about that. And does getting to compete at the national level change that at all?
It's amazing. So my platform is the St. Baldrick's Foundation, the second largest provider of pediatric cancer research grants and treatment funding. So when I got to Miss America, right before I left, I had gotten to talk to the St. Baldrick's Foundation media crew and their public relations department. And we had so much fun. They sent me a t-shirt and buttons and wristbands and all kinds of things to wear while I was in Atlantic City. But the coolest thing was when I was at Good Morning America in New York City, while I was promoting my platform at Good Morning America, they were ringing the NASDAQ bell. So St. Baldrick's definitely got the coverage that they deserve on that day, and I felt beyond proud to be the contestant representing that organization. And so from now on, as Miss Iowa being back home, I just look forward to promoting that, getting some more events started, getting St. Baldrick's to be a household name. I want it to be recognized all over the state and all over the country because, you know, these kids deserve it. These kids deserve to have the voice that any other disease has. Pediatric cancer is the number one cause of death of children, and that's something that should be known worldwide, and it should be educated, and it should be, you know, spread throughout every household. And so you don't necessarily have to be affected personally to have an effect on your community. So I just look forward to spreading the word.
Over the next many months of appearances all across the state, you hope to get a chance to talk about that. Is every appearance going for you include at least a comment or two about your foundation?
Always.
Is that or your platform? Is you say if I'm coming, I'm going to talk about
exactly.
This, whether you want me to or not.
Exactly. I get a plug in everywhere I go because it's not just a platform for me. It is what my career ambition is to start and is to found and operate my own nonprofit that, you know, benefits the kids. And so any chance I get to talk about these kids, they're amazing. They are resilient and brave and courageous beyond belief. I could never have the bravery that some of these kids have. And so as an adult, if I can convey that to other people, that is a goal that I have inside itself. So any appearance I have will get that plug, and it will be a shameless plug because it's deserved.
You mentioned Good Morning America, but you also got featured on the Today Show.
Yes.
We noticed a piece on that. I don't know if you knew that, you know, again, with your promoting your platform a little bit, did you know they were doing that?
Well, what happens was during Miss America, during lunch, actually, they would call out states, and those states would have requests of interviews. So I got requested by the Today Show or Today.com to do an interview about my platform and about why I decided to shave my head and why I decided to compete for Miss America.
Was that interesting? Did you?
It was amazing. The woman that interviewed me was very, very educated about me. She had done her research, and I appreciated that. And I appreciated being one of the contestants that was featured.
When you do that, and obviously you got some national recognition, did that turn into some other contacts, information? People always just out of the blue contacted Taylor Weavers?
Yeah, definitely. I had organizations contact me, but more importantly, I had parents of kids that were going through pediatric cancer or who had gone through it contact me and say how much they appreciated me using this as an opportunity to spread the word. That means so much to me when you have families that know exactly what these kids go through, because it's amazing to have, you know, if you get celebrity recognition or you have like the Today Show or Good Morning America, something like that feature you. But it's even more heartfelt and meaningful when it's the actual families that tell you that you have made an impact on their life, because they have no idea what kind of impact they're making in the community as well. So I just look at it as an opportunity to spread the word. Like I said, that's my first priority as Miss Iowa.
You mentioned that the foundation you had some conversation with them. Are you continuing that? Are you going to work with them? Have they invite you to come to their office?
I haven't got the formal invitation yet, but I'm hoping it's coming soon. Their offices are in California, so Miss Iowa would love a vacation to the St. Baldrick's offices.
Did you hear that out there?
Yeah, St. Baldrick's, I would love an invitation. But we had talked about we're going to do a lot of fun things, especially in 2016. They're launching a lot of amazing campaigns, and I don't really need the title of Miss Iowa to continue my promotion of the St. Baldrick's Foundation. I will always be a huge supporter. But while I'm Miss Iowa, I think it's important to use what I have in my title to support them and try to get some stuff figured out as far as promotion and awareness and education. So I look forward to working with them hand in hand.
You kind of wander around things, Taylor, talk about the night. Sunday night.
I barely remember it. It was very quick.
What was that like?
It was very fast. It was kind of get up in the morning, do a dress rehearsal, and then get ready and wait. And you wait and wait and wait, and then all of a sudden you're on stage, and all of a sudden there's a new Miss America. And, I was lucky enough to be called into the top 15 and then called in the top 12. I was really lucky because I was second to be called in the top 15 and third to be called for top 12. So I didn't have that waiting game except until – you know, I didn't get called into the top 10, but I'm definitely not disappointed. I'm so proud, and I hope that everyone can be just as happy and just as proud of all the other contestants as well. I have been noticing kind of a negative trend going on with the winner and some of the other contestants about their onstage question or their talents. And I just want, as far as my promotion, or my promoters and my fan club, as I like to call them, all of my supporters, I just hope that you remember that every contestant is someone else's Taylor. So I want them to carry it with a lot of respect. I don't ever want someone behind the keyboard to be bad-mouthing any of my sisters, because each one of us are friends now. And, you know, just because I didn't win, just because I didn't get to perform my talent, doesn't mean that I didn't walk away a winner. And I want to just constantly remind people that this isn't a time to bully other contestants. This isn't a time to badmouth the judges. They were looking for something, and I just didn't happen to be that this year. So this was my one chance, but I loved every moment of it. I loved every second, every experience, every memory, and I just hope that we can continue remembering it in a positive light and not using anyone else to disrespect.
Maybe the toughest question of the show, what was it like when that moment came and you knew you weren't in the top 10?
Well, you know, I did actually, I saw the card. They have cards next to you, and I was next to Chris Harrison, and it's hard not to look down when he's about to announce the last person in the top 10. So I looked down before he said it, and I saw that it was Miss Georgia. And, you know, the first thought that went through my mind is she deserves it too. It didn't make me feel less. It didn't make me feel unimportant. It didn't make me feel untalented. I just knew that I made the top 12 at Miss America. We started with 8,000 local contestants, and I was down to the top 12 of those 8,000 contestants. So by no means was I disappointed or mad or anything. I just knew that I won the talent prelim. So did she. I was sitting next to someone that had also won a talent prelim. And, you know, everything happens for a reason. I truly believe that. So I think that my calling is here in Iowa, and I think that I can change the world from my hometown. You know, I don't need that national spotlight because I have the passion and the devotion to my platform to, you know, do it without a title at all. So I'm not disappointed.
You mentioned going back to the social media. Says, do you have a different perspective on that? I know a lot of people are on social media. It seems like we think the younger folks are on there more than the older folks. I'm not sure that's the case all the time. But being, I guess, maybe in the spotlight a little more than many, do you come up now with a little different perspective of social media than you did a month ago?
Yeah, I definitely do. It's easy to, I think it's a lot easier to say and do things on social media because it has that sense of, you know, you're not always anonymous, but you have that sense of being anonymous behind the keyboard. And being out in the forefront, I've gained thousands of followers and thousands of new friends on every social media website. And so now it's a lot more important to use that in a positive way. I think that now that we have 52 girls that are very involved in the social media campaigns of Dick Clark Productions, to use it as a positive track, to get those news feeds, you know, take out all the negative, take out people complaining and tearing people down, and use it to encourage and use it to educate and, you know, really promote the things we're passionate about. Because I wake up in the morning and I'll scroll through my Facebook page, and now I get to see all of these amazing women changing the world, changing the state that they represent. And before I was Miss Iowa, I would scroll through and see, you know, every conflict, every argument, every complaint on Facebook. And so hoping to use it as a positive way to encourage people rather than tear them down.
And so I know too, we better get a plug in. I know you didn't organize it, but you'll be there at an event, this a welcome home event this evening. Tell us what you know about that.
Yeah, I know that it's going to be at the riverfront. We're going to have a little mini parade starting at 5:30. We're going to go on to riverfront. So bring your posters, your t-shirts, your buttons, signs, whatever, your body, just bring you. And then I'm actually going to be singing my national talent, on the Bandshell stage for everyone. So come on down and...
And, Julie, you got a big fan. Do you have a name for the fan club yet?
Oh, okay. Actually, I kind of do, because if you were ever follow Justin Bieber, he had the Beliebers, and so everyone called themselves the Beweebers, because my last name is Weebers. So that's the fan, the Taylor Beweebers.
So now we have a fan club name. Now it's official.
It's official.
And you hope that it grows and continues.
Yeah, and like I said, you follow me for the next whatever 8-9 months I have left, but I have so much more to do, and once I give up my title, by no means does that stop. So I encourage everyone to like my Facebook page, follow me on Twitter, Instagram, whatever your favorite, you know, social media is, and let's fill up the newsfeed with positivity.
And two, if they want you for an appearance, there's a process. You don't do your own schedule. I don't.
I have a business manager.
You wake up in the morning and they tell you, here, go.
Yeah, I have an app on my phone. Speaking of social media, I have an app on my phone. It tells me exactly where to go and when. So if you would like Miss Iowa at anything, birthday party, graduation, singing, speaking event, any kind of benefit, anything, all you have to do is email businessmanager@missiowa.com.
And I know you're meeting the American Queen, so we need to make sure I haven't heard if they're early this time or not, but we'll need to let you get down there.
Yes,
I heard last time you were quite the hit for the folks coming off.
I'm excited, and I got to tour the American Queen, which is apparently very, very select a group of people get to tour it if you're not a passenger.
Well,
so
you're
felt honored.
You're a star now. You're a celebrity.
And it's so funny. I've been stopped so far this morning at every, you know, coffee shop or gas station I am. I've gotten stopped at stoplights and stop signs, and I just want people to remember, like, please don't be afraid to come up and talk to me. I love talking to this community, and I'm still a good old Clinton Iowan, and I'm proud. I'm proud to be.
Well, Taylor, I'm glad you took some time out to visit with us this morning. Anything else you would like to let people know about the Miss America pageant, Miss Iowa pageant, your platform?
I just can't stress enough, be nice, please. These girls are human. We all could have taken that crown, and it wasn't my day, but it doesn't mean it has to be someone else's, you know, you don't need to tear anyone down. I'm very proud of my accomplishments, and I want everyone to remember that, you know, positivity is way more effective than negativity.
Well, thanks. Now go down and meet the American
Queen. Yes, I will.
Thanks, Taylor.
Thank you.